Tonight was a good opportunity for us to play against a very good, a very talented football team that presented a number of challenges going into the game. Obviously, the result we're happy with. We're always looking to win, regardless of preseason or not. Fortunately, you know, we were able to come out and play and start fast, which we've been able to do the last two games. Number of good things coming out of the game. No turnovers for the second week in a row. We started fast on defense, especially the first few drives. And then offensively, we started getting there, had some good drives, long drives, and were able to create some big plays. Some of the negatives from tonight was a little bit with the penalties. We had too many penalties. We had a punt return that was brought back, punt return for a touchdown that was brought back, and obviously those are unacceptable. We also had a number of injuries. I'll go through those in a minute. You know, every day is an opportunity for us to get better, and we have to continue to get better, keep things in perspective in terms of where we're at. We have a lot of work to do, but it was good to see a number of guys get in there and get out when they got opportunities. We're able to make good with that, with those opportunities. As far as the injuries go, I'll go through the list here. Barkevious Mingo has a bruised lung. We're going to keep him in the hospital overnight as a precaution, and we'll see tomorrow where he's at. Gary Barnage had a shoulder sprain. Deion Lewis had a fractured fibula. Okay, so we'll report back on that tomorrow. Pinkston had an ankle sprain. He had x-rays, and the x-rays are negative, so it's just a sprain. And Bogate, his groin got tight during the game, so Shane actually went the second half and kicked the second half. Take questions now?
Should I take a Mingo took a helmet?
I'm not sure exactly how it happened. I'm not sure.
Well, so what does this do for you at running back? Should I know, you're looking at Montario, looks like. Are you
going
to IR Lewis, you think? Or?
Yeah, we'll see about that tomorrow. I mean, I'll give you a full report tomorrow on the whole thing medically, but we'll have to make that determination based on that.
Can you just talk about, you have the excitement of a good performance, but these injuries seem pretty serious.
Yeah, it was a tough night from an injury perspective, obviously. But, we made some strides, and from a performance standpoint, I was happy and pleased with the performance. And, that's the game. I mean, guys get injured and other guys get opportunities and have to step up. And, that's what good teams are able to do and find guys that when there are opportunities, they make good with their opportunities, and that's what we'll have to do.
How much more did the Lions play game defense than maybe the Rams did last week?
How much did they? I'm sorry.
How much did they really scheme defensively? I'm trying to say Lions than the Rams might have last week.
Yeah, I mean it'll be. I'll be able to determine that. Later on, looking at the tape. I think that both teams, for the most part, I mean, we ran pretty basic packages and try to execute those.
So I know it's early, but do you think you're going to have to go get a veteran guard or something?
I think tomorrow I'll have a better idea with some of those things as we get a sense for where those guys are at tomorrow.
Well, Bogate hurt on the kickoff, the last kickoff?
No, he just his groin tightened up, and I don't know if it was because of that kickoff or not, but his groin tightened up and he couldn't go on.
You like what you saw from him before that?
I did. I mean, he hit a nice field goal there at the beginning of the game, and his kickoffs were good. Before that last one where he didn't get a good hit on it.
What about Reed, Coach? I mean, two straight, your game?
Yeah, I was pleased. Again, at first glance, he was efficient out there, accurate, had a couple really nice throws where he was able to get it into some tight areas, and you look comfortable out there. Yeah, those guys hooked up on a couple of real nice plays tonight, and Jordan really showed a lot of his athleticism going up, making those were spectacular catches and outstanding catches. And, those are the things that you'd like to see him to continue to improve and grow on.
Was this a little better test for him with the front that Detroit has, one of the best pressure fronts in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they were getting some pressure on us, and he was able to step up a few times and make some plays and adjust in the pocket, which is what you have to do in this league, you know. So I think, again, they presented challenges to us and for us, I think, you know, we were able to handle those, fairly well in this game.
What about Trent's debut? Did he come out of it healthy?
He came out of it healthy. I was pleased to see him. He had a couple really nice runs. Showed his physicality and, you know, got in there and mixed it up a little bit. And I was pleased where he had. I think he had 10 plays, and that was about exactly what we wanted to get him.
Chad, what can you say about the starting defense's performance, obviously tonight and even last week with some 3-0, and this week started the game with 3 in a row?
Yeah, I've been pleased with them. They've come they've been hungry, and I think that's our team right now is – you know, we talk about that a lot, being hungry. And, you know, every time we step on the field, we have something to prove. And those guys are playing that way.
Were you worried at all when Sue hit Richardson?
Was I worried?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's just, you know, that's part of the game. And Trent's, you know, he's shown to be pretty durable and pretty physical. I think Phil's, you know, been playing some really good football, and it's not a surprise. He's been doing those things in practice. He's been really focused this training camp, and since I've been here, he's been focused. So, I think he's carrying it over to the field, and that's what you like seeing.
You think it's contagious among the defensive linemen?
I think that that group is a high-energy, high-effort group. And they're coached by a high-energy, high-effort guy in Joe Cullen. And, you know, you're seeing it on the field.